congratulations on the victory. It wasn't pretty at times there, but you guys really dug deep, overcame a five-point halftime deficit, and really controlled the entire second half.
I thought second half kids played great. I don't know if they had a first down second half.
I didn't have them for a first down since the first quarter.
You know, we kind of shot ourselves in some foot. I mean, we didn't play some sweep action by them pretty good, and they exploited the holes that we gave them. You know, we kill ourselves on offense. We probably had four drop passes. You know, the screen pass for the interception for a touchdown. I mean, I think we had the first down if we make a good throw. You know, so, you know, we need a little bit of help for Cooper and Wyatt. And in the second half, we got that help. And, you know, maybe found a kid that really wants to carry the ball also with, Kevin at the end, you know, ran really hard. And, you know, that's kind of what we've been searching for. You know, he's been kind of a mystery, you know, during the first couple weeks of, practice so far. Some days he's really good and some days he's not so good. And, you know, tonight, that fourth quarter, that last drive, he was really good. So, you know, he may get him some looks.
Hey, Ed, around 40-some yards on that last drive there, and that close, kind of call him the closer on that drive. But Cooper ran the ball pretty hard. He had three touchdowns. Wyatt Kropp had a nice game. It seemed like you mentioned about the passing in the second half. Bo, it looked like he'd settled down a little bit, didn't have a lot of passes in the second half, but it looked like they were better passes.
Well, he's trying to roll out too far. I mean, he's trying to get all the way to the edge when he doesn't have to. I mean, he needs to take his five steps on his sprint out, and he needs to stop and look for the receivers. They're open. They were open in the first half. He was trying to get on the ball too late. You know, like I said, they didn't help him by dropping. You know, Kyle dropped first one, you know, had another drop. We had another drop, had another drop. You know, I mean, if we catch the ball and throw the ball just a little bit better, I mean, we probably win by four or five touchdowns, and, you know, we're not sitting here sweating out quite so much. But, sometimes maybe this is better than, you know, one of those blowouts where you got to kind of dig down deep and you got to kind of get that gut check and go from there. Because, you know, I thought second half we dominated about every phase of the game.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it was for really pretty much most the entire ball game, other than that opening or that drive that Clearwater took it down and scored, it was all really lopsided for field possession, time of possession in favor of Scott City. It was really dominant in all three phases of the game by the Beavers.
Well, we had three terrible plays on defense, and they were all on the same play. You know, they ran their counter with both guards pulling. You know, our defensive ends got hooked. The inside linebackers got caught on traffic, outnumbered on the outside with the corner and the outside linebacker, and the safety, you know, being young, was kind of tentative coming up. Mm-hmm. And so you know, chalk up a 50 or 60 yard gain, you know, on a big one, and then we couldn't get off the field with some fourth and short, you know, fourth and four, fourth and five, completed a couple passes on us, and then, you know, so I mean they earned that touchdown for sure. I mean we're gonna give them credit, and you know, going the other way, you know, I don't know if we did the things necessary to you know, take care of business early.
Well, you guys, long road trip, get the victory. A pretty new crew with some new players in and out playing both ways. Get the victory, move on. A home opener, you're going to take on Colby. That just went final here. Oakley knocking off Colby 13-6. And Colby, a team that qualified for the playoffs last year, a 3-7 team, but they have a bulk of their kids back that are going to be 3-year starters.
Yeah, they do. You know, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to take care of this game. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to get in there on Monday morning, and you know, we're going to watch film, kind of make our adjustments. You know, we've got to slow down the offensive line. You know, man, we're offsides, you know, more times than I can remember. But, you know, our special teams were pretty good. I mean, you know, Trey hyperextended his leg yesterday, didn't know if he's going to play, told him he had to suck it up a little bit. He did, kind of grew up a little bit tonight with the field goals, you know, a couple super kickoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, that two of his is worth about 30 yards on kickoff returns right there, you know, kickoff return defense. So, I mean, I was proud of Trey. I thought he did a good job. Now he needs to, you know, do the rest of the things that we expect out of him.
All right. So, Scott City winning it here, 30-15 on the road at Clearwater. Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll see you next week in town.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Adam.